Hey folks, we're just gonna wait a minute or two until we get everyone or more people come.
Jennifer and the group at large, I just kind of want to apologize for not having been around much for the last couple of weeks. Mobius is upgrading to Sunflower in a week, and so we've all been very Sunflower focused.
How's that going?
Good. I don't know how much of this I'm allowed to share, so I'm just going to be a little careful, but we were originally scheduled to update in March, and there are dependencies with our OpenRS product that require that we be on Sunflower in order for those functions to work. And so our update has been moved up to December 16th. We had a week-long dry run last week, and we did not find any blockers. So we are on schedule to move to Sunflower Service Pack 3. On the 16th.
Well, how did you yeah, we our test is Sunflower, but we had to redo permissions. Did you find that difficult?
Yeah, so we have one staff member here at MCO, Scott Peterson, who is sort of the master of very difficult things like permissions. He's also our main circ rules person as well. And so he kind of figured out the whole permissions thing, and he did a big cleanup on all of our tenants and created some new, what are currently permission sets that will become roles, and has created documentation and all the rest. So, yeah, Scott has been pretty much a Superman when it comes to the roles. I had, like, for me, I have sort of the vaguest understanding of how it works and how the migration, that part of it is working. But as we say here, hopefully Scott won't get hit by a bus. But yeah, no, we only had a couple things that were potential blockers, and they fixed those during the dry run. So we are good. But that's why I have been distracted. And I'm still distracted.
Thanks, everyone. I put a link to the agenda in the chat window. Do we have a note taker for today? Unless that was worked out before I arrived.
Nope, still looking for one.
Can we get a volunteer note taker for today?
I would like to beg off for today because I need to kind of keep an eye on a huge file that's loading into our test server, but I will do next week.
Thanks, Rob. So Whitney's volunteering but needs to leave at the 30-minute mark. Is there someone who can either step in at the halfway mark or take notes today?
I am not going to volunteer this time, but I would great like if between now and next time, maybe someone could meet with me privately and show me how that works. I would be willing to volunteer in the future.
Thanks so much, Vivian. Maybe we can have a little demo as a part of the meeting too.
Yeah, a little webinar on being the note taker.
Yeah, because I'm sure that other people have questions as well. Okay. Whitney, can you take notes and then just let us know when you are begging off and I can step in and take notes? Thanks, Rob and Jennifer. We have a few updates for today. I think most of these up. Oh, Katie.
I was going to say, I would volunteer for taking notes, but I've been taking the metadata management notes each week, and I have another meeting notes that I have to do this week. So, if they can find someone else in metadata management, I would be happy to help, but it's just kind of, I take a lot of meeting notes each week, so I kind of need a break.
I completely understand. Meeting minute note taking is so important, but it's more work. It's a lot of work, and we have to balance across the entire our entire folio lives. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Let's go ahead and get started. Are most of these updates you, Jennifer? Do you want to just do all the updates?
Sure. Just a quick decision log for canceled jobs not showing up in settings preview of jobs. This is just part of our process. You can go see the decision. So I created, and here there's a link out to that Jira issue. So if you want to watch it, just click out and click watch once you get to Jira. And this is just a record of what we decided, which is we just basically are endorsing this and to add to the UI for the decision. There are two other links here and updates from the last meeting. I created a working document for log messages. If You should be able to change the spreadsheet. So, if you need more data points for it, please just go ahead and, add columns. That's fine. And I think because the original was on tip, the old tips and tricks, so it's like tips and information for apps. So I put a redirect on that page to this working document. The other working document is we began seeing, and we'll see a little later in the meeting, and this is working on the refinement and use cases for qualifier. So we had one lab on this. If you are unable to attend the lab coming up, please share your any comments in this document. That would be great, or any testing that you're doing. And that's it for updates. I guess one update that's more announcement too. For WolfCon, the call for proposals will be coming out in February of next year. So something to think of if you're doing something innovative or just want to share something.
What was that last announcement?
The call for proposals for WolfCon is going to come out early February next year.
Okay, well, we should start thinking about what we would like to do as a SIG as well. All right, thank you for those updates. So the first, are there any other announcements or updates from anyone? Awesome. So the first topic is also taking a little bit of a deeper dive into the qualifier match lab session testing. I was not able to attend the lab session last week, and I doubt I will be able to attend this week either. So who would like to lead the discussion on how that went and, maybe start getting some feedback from those of us in this group that aren't able to attend the lab session?
So I can take the lead on that. Let me share my screen. So this time around, I created a Word document instead of a spreadsheet. I don't know, but I did want to in the so the first part, this is in reference to the recent. Let me see if I can. Copy that. All right. I'm just gonna copy it that way. What we discussed last time, this was recently closed, and the comment from the lead scrum master was that this is working as it's supposed to work. However, I thought that was a little strange, so I brought it up first in Slack. And, after we discussed in last meeting, we decided we really need to kind of set out our expectations of what we mean by qualifier. So in lab, and here's just I copied straight from the issue, so you actually don't have to go look for it. It's right there. And here's that comment before that closed the ticket. So in our lab session, we put down what we currently have. So the match point is actually set into kind of three sections. You have the ma match for the incoming record, to put down the field, the mark field that you want to use for your match. The middle section is you have this long drop down of like exact and some other, it's a very long drop down. Hopefully you remember it. And then the third part is for existing record. So use qualifier appears in both the sections of the incoming record part and the existing record part. And if you check this off, you get a drop down menu with begins with, ends with, and contains. And again, this appears in the incoming and existing record. So here's the screenshot from the incoming record. If this is here's that drop down, and you value here means anything in this box here. And then of course the same drop down here. There is another quote unquote qualifier, only compare part of the value, which we have currently. So this is another a select, and the dropdown has either numeric value or alphanumerics only. So our first expectation, sorry for the scroll, our first expectation concerning what we have currently is if this option is selected along with the qualifier, the expectation with this option is that it's looking at the entire value of the field and subfield entered above. So either in the incoming or existing record that has the qualifier designated and using the entire value. I know these are, it's pretty wordy. Sorry. It was a long day. The field above, designated above. Essentially, if I go back to you here, and I select either one of these, and then I also check off only compare part of the value, then it has to do that entire field, mark field and subfield. Does that make sense?
I am so sorry, but I'm going to reiterate what I think you said, because I'm not sure that I understand. Can you scroll back up to the graphs? So if I put use a qualifier, I can add that qualifier in there. But then I can check only compare part of the value. So, for instance, if I have a record in the system that has just like the number and no prefix or qualifier, and then I've got an incoming record that's got, the qualifier and the number, I could check use a qualifier for the incoming record and put that there. And then I could also check only compare part of the value, do, and that would just use the numbers as the match point, but only if the record in folio or the incoming record, only for the incoming record that has the qualifier.
Yeah, and we have some examples further down. So I think here's what will help, I think. Our first expectation is that we should be able to use a qualifier and only compare the value of the qualifier, a part of the value. So the expectation is if we say use a qualifier, it takes everything in that field that we designated. So for example, so it's not going to do part of a field or a different subfield. So it really has to consider the value in this mark field and subfield. I think that's what, because there was a question of what do we mean by value? If there is a compare part of the value, then it should only do the numeric part of the entire value or the alphanumeric part. Is that clearer?
It would help, I think, if we had like even like a faked up example. Because I've in another meeting, I already admitted I'm not braining well today, but I'm having difficulty understanding.
Okay, so
So.
here's our examples. So here are it's the example of the qualifier expectation. So this is with an 035 subfield A in the incoming record. So the use qualifier is checked off. And our expectation is that this will search the incoming record and find the one with our OCLC. So if our qualifier is O. OC, well, capital O, capital C, small O, capital L, capital C. Yes, it will match to this one, but it will not match to 2 and 1. If it begins with a parentheses, right, and there's nothing on the end, it will match to 1 as well as 2. If it has both, the beginning and the end parentheses, then it matches only this one. If it's dash M, then it matches 2. If it only ends with a parentheses, there is no match. And the N dash M and parentheses also is no match. Is that better?
Yes, I must have missed when you said that. Once I like read the sentence fragment above and said the it's for begins with, was like, wait, what are we talking about? What's the qualifier? What's the qualifier? Now I've got it. Begins with. Okay, so begins with that. Begins with. Yes. With the whole thing matches only to one begins with okay sorry yes okay that I the those what you have here would be my expectations as well.
Okay. And what we meant by searching the entire value is, in this case, it's searching here. So if it was only numerics, it would only search like 1, 2, 3, 4. And if it was alphanumerics, well, this would be, OCL, OL, the whole thing. I think our questions, and I see Whitney. Yes, we still need to test this. One of our questions was, do we need to make this case sensitive?
I actually have a question before we even get there,
Oh,
if that's
yeah,
okay.
sure.
If you select for your part of the value, alphanumerics are the paren and hyphen characters excluded? Or are those characters included with Alpha Numeric?
That was another one of our questions. And I can put it here again.
I mean, I would say, not to tell you what to type, but I would say, does my question would be, does quote unquote alphanumeric include special characters like parens and hyphens? But
I think if that is what we want our expectation to be, we can say yes. We just have to
yeah, I mean, honestly, because if it's not if alphanumeric is not including parens, then for instance, in your qualifiers, that first one, I would expect it to match to one as well as three, and for that matter, to match to all three, frankly, because if parens are not being included in the search, in the data that's being searched. Sorry, I don't mean to muddy the waters. I'm just trying to understand.
No, that's great. I think, I mean, I have the same expectation that it would include alphanumerics. Especially because, like, this field, like, our and even our other system fields do include punctuation in terms of parentheses or special characters. So alpha here for me just means any character, whether it's punctuation, a letter, or a special.
I mean, I don't know if devs think that way.
And I don't think it's been defined, so this is probably our chance to define it. Is this the expectation, though, that other people have when they talk about alphanumerics?
I would expect alphanumerics to explicitly exclude punctuation and special characters. So I agree, I think, with what Whitney is saying in chat.
Yeah, and so do I.
Yeah, I would expect alphanumerics to be A to Z, 0 to 9.
And so, given that assumption, if I wanted to include the parens in the match, that is, look for the parens, then I would not check only compare part of the value in this instance, right? I'm sorry, I guess maybe I'm not clear. Are we trying to describe something that, are we trying to describe what happens, or are we trying to request something that isn't happening?
Honestly, we don't know if we can do this or not because
Okay.
we don't have the de we don't know what the devs are thinking on that. We never got that documentation. So what we're trying to do is spell out our expectation of how it should behave when the box is checked. So here's the example of just when the qualifier is checked and it's set for begins with. So now we're saying if we have alphanumerics checked off with, only compare, then this alphanumerics, well, there was a yes from someone, but no, alphanumerics include excludes punctuation. It's only A to Z, or 0 to 9. So I,
So,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, so if you so again, if you want to match on the presence or absence of the open or closed paren, or the presence or absence of the hyphen, then one then you would not check the only compare part of the value box, because if you do that, you are then limiting yourself to numeric characters only, or alphanumeric excluding non A to Z 0 through 9 characters.
That is what I understand.
You don't check the only compare. You don't check on the only compare selection, period. I would take out alphanumerics in that, in your last line there. Because again, no, I keep selection. Well, sure. Because, again, your options, if you check that box, you have a choice. You can compare numbers only, or you can compare letters and numbers. But if you want to compare with the parents, with the other characters, then you would just not check that box.
Alrighty. That makes sense. We'll work on some examples of when the qualifier is checked in this use case, as well as, only compare part of the value for numerics and alphanumerics as well, based on this expectation.
Well, honestly, your reference here that you scrolled down to does help to visualize both the question and the potential answer. It helps a lot. So thank you for that.
It helped us. Another question is, do we make this case sensitive?
Is it case sensitive now?
Honestly, I can't tell you. It's just I steered cleared of the qualifier because it was never working as expected. So I'm not quite sure what's happening now. And again, this would be our expectation that it would behave like this once we can decide on our expectations for qualifier.
Do we know if the search in general is case sensitive? Because I think that it should just do what the rest of the search does. So if we have an exact match, is that case sensitive?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah, then I just think that it should stay case sensitive. I don't think that we should switch it without being explicit that, there should be a box to make it not case sensitive if we want different behavior than the default search.
I agree with that. I mean, honestly, when it comes to data, and particularly matching data, you want to be as specific as possible and have the, if you're going to either opt in or opt out of specificity, better to opt out, have the opportunity to opt out of specificity rather than to make non-specificity the default. I never thought I'd have to say that word so many times in one sentence.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so then we had two other questions, and we were having trouble trying to, for begins with, we had this really great example, but we had trouble coming up with a use case for ends with as well as contains. And our question for this group was, can anyone think of a use case? And then follow-up question is, if we can't think of a use case for either one, should we ask that these be put aside until a use like something comes up and then deal with it at that point in the future?
Jennifer, I think I need some clarification because you're talking about ends with and contains as though they're not already available in the settings. And maybe it's a que maybe you and I are on different releases, but I mean, I'm on Ramsons and they're there.
No, they are there. I don't know if they work.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, for all of this, I really don't, I don't play around with qualifiers because I have had it's just I've had some stuff work, some stuff not work. So in general, I just steer clear of it because it normally does not work consistently. So, but we were trying to find use cases for the three choices that we that are there currently, which are begins with, contains, and ends with. But we were able to find this nice use case for begins with, but we were trying to find, maybe someone has used ends with or contains. Those in the lab, we no one had done that. So we were trying to find a use case for both of those, and we could not think of anything.
I can give you a use case for ends with, I think, but honestly, it's a situation that no longer applies in our environment, but would have applied in our pre-migration environment. So you can tell me to shut up, or you can listen to it and take it with a grain of salt.
Well, let's hear it. Maybe others might still need that. I don't know.
So, if, okay, so the assumptions are one, that I am a consortia in a non-ECS setting, and two, I am loading user data via data import in batch. In because I am in a consortium in a single tenant environment, I need to add a suffix to my match point field. Now, I don't deal with user loads on Folio, and so I'm trying to remember. I think the default match point is the username, but I think one could set a match point to, say, a barcode. But site A and site B might have the same value for a for two different users. And so we add a suffix character to the barcode for each of the two libraries. And if that is our match point, there's a lot of ifs here, and I'm sorry for that, but if that is our match point, then we need to have an ends with qualifier to match the suffix character. I know that was really convoluted, but it didn't make sense. This was our situation prior to our migration to Folio. We had we had anywhere from 3 to 14 libraries sharing a single system in Sierra, and so our match points did have ending suffix and it had did have suffix characters to distinguish between potential duplicate values.
Sarah.
This actually is interesting because it brings to mind in orders if data import is also going to start thinking about orders, suffix is a field. And so you can have the same PO number over and over and over again, and the suffix changes from fiscal year to fiscal year, making the distinction. So there too, you might want to be able to distinguish on that.
Honestly, Tara, that's such a better example than mine.
Excellent.
But I only thought of it because you said what you said, so, and we don't
Yeah.
have orders yet.
Yeah. All right. So I'll take that in back to the lab. So I noticed we're at 36 and we have a couple other things on our agenda. So in lab the tomorrow, what we'll do is we'll work on this ends with use case, and get kind of a similar example going. And then we'll kind of, we also needed to work on defining all these values here, the match criterion, and bring that back to lab. So any, and I realize we're kind of stopping in the middle, but we really just started with this in lab. So any question? Oh, Christy.
I was just going to throw out a use case just to understand if it's covered here, because I haven't quite figured out how to do this. And admittedly, I haven't tried in a really long time. So the use case that I can think of is that we have an older record and it has a prefix, but it's not the same prefix that is coming in now from the vendor, but the number is the same. So that would be, so we could use like numerics only or alphanumerics only or ends with to match on those, but we wouldn't be able to say target, the number in the incoming record that has this prefix and the number in the existing record that has this prefix match those two on numerics only. Say we wouldn't want it, we would want to match on the vendor number that also happens to be in an 0359, an 035, and not the OCLC number.
So you were saying you can't use numerics.
Well, maybe there's another record in the system out there that has that number as an OCLC number, right? So if we did numerics only, it would match this record and that other record that had that as an OCLC number, right? So we only want to match on, so we want to say limit the numbers that are matched to ones that have, a certain prefix in folio and a certain prefix in the incoming record, and they're not the same. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I have, I think maybe we might it, we talked a little bit about something similar to yours, but what did you want to say?
I wanted to say that I have a similar issue as Christy described because I was trying to match incoming some to the 001 to the 035. I was just trying this on our in our system and with where the when the existing record in the 035 has a qualifier that I defined, so it found it. But then when I said when I tried to do numerics only, it didn't work because like we had something else with that number that was with a different vendor, so it had a different code. Like it had the same number. You could have the same number from two vendor IDs with the same number, for that specific record. And so it didn't match because it came back as multiple matches. So it didn't update. And so yeah, so it's problematic when you're doing the qualifier as you have a qualifier and just alphanumerics or just numerics. It's not clear when it's going to work and when it isn't.
Yeah, and I think before we go, that's something I think we can work at because one of our expectations was if both the use a qualifier and only compare part of the value are checked off, then this has to be both for the incoming and existing record in both. So I'm wondering, what I'll do is I'll work on some just examples and bring them to lab, because maybe I think that might answer the question, but I'm not sure. So again, so we will continue working this on lab. If you have ideas or other use cases, I understand this is a very messy document, but you can add your use cases here. If you want to test, please do so. And we are right now just working on defining our like community expectations for this match criteria, for the qualifiers. And what's complicated is the qual there's qualify here, but there's also match criterion as well. Any other comments or thoughts? All right. So if you can't come to lab, that would be so very, very helpful. Christy, I'm gonna pass it to you.
Thanks, everyone. Really interesting conversation. I'm excited to see how that comes out. I know we've been waiting a long time for improved matching. So up next, we have mark modifications after update. I don't know that there's anything that we really need to discuss here. This was brought to my attention because it still had a sig needs DI SIG needs review, but we did review it. There is a comment on the ticket from the conversation that we had in the SIG meeting. So I flipped it to SIG reviewed already. I don't know. I'm not really certain what the solution is for this. So I don't know if we need to have another conversation about that, or if we need, we probably need Ryan here for that too, and he's not here today. Does anyone have any more information about Mod Source 962? I can bring it up and share my screen. Hold on a second. Okay, there we go. Are you seeing the Jira?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thanks. So here is the description from when we discussed it in October. Okay.
We might need Ryan, because I don't see what solution they came up with.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know what the solution is. Yeah, I mean, it's in code review, so they obviously have devised a solution. I think we can just carry this forward and maybe get ask Ryan to just either share on the ticket or in the next meeting what the what functionality is going to be available.
So I just added that to as a comment, just asking for documentation for
Okay.
for the solution.
Thank you for doing that, Jennifer. We'll see what we get. Okay. We only have about 15 minutes, so we're not going to get to the next topic. I want to jump down to housekeeping. I don't know. Actually, I don't know that we have much housekeeping. We have the qualifier match lab session. What are the next steps? And the next steps really are to continue fleshing out the use cases in lab session and then test them. Correct?
I mean, we didn't get that far last time because it's rather complex.
Yeah. Do I, so we're okay, this is like just a logistical point. So where should I record that? Should I record that in the to-do list?
I get
Or
yeah,
just in
because
the n notes section?
well, we had the actions decisions needed. I
Okay.
yeah yeah Robert puts it in the notes.
Okay. I'm going to edit this and I will put it in the to-do list. So to-do list is lab will work on defining and testing use cases for qualifier matching. Okay. Do we have any other actions that need to? Okay. We'll request more information about Monsource 962. Okay. Any other actions or decisions needed? Okay, well, that was fast. Do we want to touch on, we still have like 11 minutes. I'm always worried about starting new things this late because we probably a lot of, well, I definitely do. I don't know about anybody else, have another meeting after this. So, do we want to, I can at least introduce the topic that is up next. Or does anyone else have any questions that they would like to put to the group or please for prioritizing something in the next couple of meetings. Well, we only have one more meeting this year. And then we're on break until January.
I could certainly take the 10 minutes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. That would have been my choice if
Okay.
I had had to make an executive decision. So I'm good with that. I'm good with that. All right. Then I will see everybody next week.
Bye.
Vivian always
Bye.
says what everyone's thinking. Thank you all. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bye.
Vivian. Bye.